fear isn't an emotion that we enjoy. Not at all. In fact, if it were up to us, we'd absolutely avoid it for the rest of our days. But sometimes our thoughts and emotions lead us directly into fear. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There are so many ideas, opinions, belief systems doing the rounds these days, many of them erroneous, many of them dangerous, many of them destructive. Be it in the heavy bias of some news channels, the deceptively alluring messaging of certain commercial interests intent on parting us with our hard-earned cash, or some of the rubbish that swirls round and round on social media, fueling conspiracy theories, so many people are being led astray by worldly thoughts that end up controlling them. And that control leads to one thing, fear. That emotion that, if we could, we would avoid at all costs. So what's the answer? What's the antidote to the chronic fear that so many people are living with? Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Wisdom begins with fear and respect for the Lord. Knowledge of the Holy One leads to understanding. What you and I need so desperately in this world, where untested and unsubstantiated ideas seek to hijack our lives, is wisdom. God's pure, true, loving wisdom. And we lay hold of that wisdom by fearing. That means respecting, honoring God, His ways, His commands, His words above the world's so-called wisdom. That ain't always easy, because the thoughts, ideas, philosophies of the world are so insistent, often presenting as sugar-coated yet bitter pills. But as Charles Spurgeon once said, the one who fears God has nothing else to fear. Wisdom begins with fear and respect for the Lord. Knowledge of the Holy One leads to understanding. That's His word, fresh for you today. And friend, no matter what you're facing right at the moment, remember, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.